AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Matt back. A little less disshapen than before. Eric in with us today. Eric, if you are going to have hernia surgery done, my direct man, Dr. Osi over at Methodist, did a fantastic job.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's always just that's something, you know, look up on their Yelp reviews on that one for the old 5-star.
You don't want a bad hernia surgery.
No, well, you don't. No, you definitely do not want on that. Good to be with you today. Some slow moving. I can't do any heavy lifting for a while. Well, Ian, have you listened to the show? Really? I mean, seriously? But I am here today. We've got Jeff Stein. Since I wasn't going to be here yesterday, Jeff is kind enough to join us today. We are going to talk about basically the imploding of the nation and things are going from there. But I do want to start off. What's this about Randy and Coon Rapids calling in on Tuesday?
I must have missed it. I didn't hear anything about that.
Randy, your bubba, your main squeeze, your Trumponitis. He basically goes over there and starts doing the Moscow shuffle, and you don't have the guts to call me? Come on, Randy. Please, dude. What's up with that? I try not to take it so personally, but come on, booby. I get it. You know I'm going to go for you on this one because really your only option is that you somehow feel as if Russia controlling our elections. And by the way, for everyone out there, I have had 3 days of just sitting here watching news. 3 days of just absorbing this. 3 days of watching conservatives over and over again say, you know, well, maybe it's not bad that Russia's doing all this. And I said, here's the first thing I say is, well, then you can't complain about it when the EU, when Africa, South America, China, and the rest of the world start throwing their weight behind the Democrats. Because right now, you know, there's too much at stake worldwide to allow a clown like that to be our president and the Russians to prop him up. So fine, if you think this is good, do you really think most of the world wants someone like Donald Trump in there? Or do you think most of the world would rather have sanity in the White House? You open up this door, you can't all of a sudden say, well, no, now it's not good. When it was stopping Hillary, well, that was okay, but not now. I've got a theory. Also, another thing after a few days of just sitting and watching the news for the last few days, I have a theory on why so many Republicans and Trump supporters are losing it and screaming at minorities, attacking minorities, calling the police on the minorities. What I think it is this realization that the undoing of the Civil Rights Act is not going to necessarily happen, that they really did think that when Trump came into the White House that we were going to go back to, at best, a two-tiered society. Now, I'm not downplaying the fact that minorities in this country do have it rough already. But pre-1960s America, where open discrimination was the norm, that's at best. That's where they thought we were going to go at best, back to when we had, you know, colored water fountains and colored bathrooms and stuff like that, where African Americans weren't allowed to even be in the waiting rooms at bus stations. They had to ride different buses. They had to stay at different hotels. That is what I think they thought they were going to get at best. At worst, I think they thought they were going to go back to slavery. I don't know. But the realization is these white people who are going nutsoid, they are, I think, have come to the realization that the world is not going to return to that time. And this is what you're seeing is them. They're complete, unfiltered id, their individualness, their soul, their psyche. It's all coming out, and it's, there's a black person selling lemonade. There's a black person walking down the street. There's a black kid who's delivering newspapers. I'm calling the cops. What was the coupon one? How about the guy in Idaho? And I don't think these were African Americans. I think there's Latino kids. Church group. A church group goes to Idaho to go see this guest preacher. All right. The youth director of this church takes the kids to the McDonald's after they go to church. Apparently, they're all pretty well-dressed. Racist scumball comes on out, starts screaming at them about, you anti-Americans can't get a job, blankety, 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 blank. He's yelling at a Christian youth group. Wow. I think that that's what's going on. I honestly do. I think that the Republicans that voted for Trump thought that we're going to back to, you know, that some sort of servitude or second class citizen situation. And now that they're realizing that's not going to happen, they're lashing out in these absolutely outlandish and unbelievable ways. Sue their asses. Sue them. If they attack you, if they verbally assault you, if they terrify you like that woman in Chicago with the Puerto Rico shirt on, you know, if they forcibly assault you, if they try to beat you, sue them. Get them fired. I mean, this is the only way these people are going to learn is some of these people have been fired and they can't find another job because their names have been turned to mud. And maybe they'll change their name. Maybe they'll go on out and become someone else and then they'll be able to get a job. But yeah, make this realize, racist, you need to go back into the freaking shadows again. You need to go back to your freaking compounds in Montana and leave us alone. And so make an example out of all these people. And but I am enjoying the public shaming that's going on because I can't even comprehend what that's got to be like to be the person that's all of a sudden you see your name on all the news. Oh, that's right. I called the cops on a newspaper delivery guy. Was your first clue that he was a hardened criminal the fact that he had the newspaper in his hand and that he was dropping the newspaper at people's houses? So it sounds like Breaking Bad to me, man. That's all. Sounds like Breaking Bad.
Must be an extremely elaborate money scheme.
You know, you can see how they bring the money in there, of course, with a newspaper. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. No, you people have lost your freaking minds. You have lost your minds. I'm sorry your life, for whatever reason, is not working out. Or that mom and dad implanted in you this ugly racism. I'm sorry. I mean, I really am. That's unfortunate. That's a disgusting thing. And I feel bad for you. But stop. Stop it. It's just ugly. It's ugly on 1,000 different levels. And all you're doing is showing us all who exactly you guys are. And yeah. Yeah. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let me know if Randy in Coon Rapids calls in. I'll take that phone call immediately. What's your excuse, dude? You going to do another one of those Russia things? I got to take on two different groups of people, though, before I get to Stein. First of all, U.S. Representative Jason Lewis, the CAD himself, repeatedly made disparaging comments about women during his time as a talk radio provocateur. According to a new report from CNN, this includes audio of Lewis musing aloud about no longer being able to call a woman a slut. The audio also includes a take about whether women are guided more emotion than reason. Does a woman now have the right to behave? And I know there's a double standard between the way men chase women and running around. You know, I'm not going to get there, but you know what I'm talking about. But it used to be that when women were held a little bit to a higher standard, said Lewis when he was filling in for Rush Limbaugh at one point, We required modesty from women. Now we are beyond those days where a woman can behave as a slut, but you can't call her a slut. Lewis, a first-term Republican who represents Minnesota's 2nd District, is in a tough re-election fight with Angie Craig, a former healthcare executive who he defeated in 2016 by 1.8 points. Lewis's campaign manager, Becky Allery, released a statement. This has to have been litigated before, as to Representative Lewis has said time and time again it was his job to be provocative when he was on the radio. Okay, now first of all, no. No, this wasn't. If you go back and look at the stories from back then, which, by the way, I did, you guys never said he was a provocateur. You're making stuff up. You're acting, because that's what you're doing. You're saying you were acting, that you were just trying to say provocative things that you didn't really mean. And that's what you're saying. I didn't really mean these things. But that's not what you said in 2016 on his radio show, November 7, 2000. This is reading from the Star Tribune story from 2016. And November 7, 2012, Lewis made the following comments about women. I never thought in my lifetime you'd have somebody single, or say, yay, a single woman would vote for the issue of somebody else buying their diaphragm. This country is in crisis. The women are ignorant. I mean, the most generic way. I don't mean that to be provocative. They're simply ignorant on the important issues of life. Somebody's got to educate them. There's something about young single women who will behave like Stepford wives. They walk in lockstep. Is that really the most important thing to a 25-year-old unmarried woman getting to pay for her pills? Seriously? Is that what we've been reduced to? Can we be brought for that? You've got a vast majority of young single women who couldn't explain what the GDP means. You know what they care about? They care about abortion. That's all, the abortion and gay marriage. They care about the view. They're not thinking. In a statement released by his campaign today. Now, this is a statement released back in 2016. In a statement released by his campaign tonight, Lewis defended his past comments and said liberal reporters and typical politicians may not like the bluntness of the way I frame some issues in my career as a voice of conservative movement. As the father of two young daughters, I'm not going to go back away from the fight now, especially after two disastrous terms of failed leadership under Barack Obama. That's not provocateur. You're not saying you're making it up. You're standing by your issues. You stood by your issues. And now, Jason Lewis, that we see you're more of a jackass, that now you're like, well, I was just making it up. When I was calling women sluts, and by the way, it should be noted, a lot of this was the Sandra Fluke you know, story and how they went after her, and the media kind of condoned that. Kathy Roberts, this is also in 2016, a Republican activist in the 2nd Congressional District in support of Lewis candidacy. She agrees with Lewis' statements. Roberts said the political demographics of the district favor Republicans, and she predicted the comments would have relatively little impact on Lewis's campaign. That's why they buried them, because if you go back and look at what he was saying back then, is the actual full shows don't exist. Now, they existed. They existed, but he didn't want people to listen to him. And so today, when we get to the Star Tribune's all a little kind of upset and pissy about the fact that CNN has basically gone out and listened to more of these shows and realized this wasn't provocateur, this wasn't acting, this was Jason Lewis being Jason Lewis, and that he actually said a heck of a lot of things far worse than what we called him out on in 2016, you're acting as if, well, we already talked about that. Which brings me to the second group of people I want to go after, the Star Freaking Tribune. I'll tell you what, I'll come back after the break and do that. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hi, this is Ken Hegland, host of the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1. On my next show, I will be talking with attorney Kaylin Bedker about several topics from trusts to medical assistance and why you need to be aware of these legal concepts and how important they are in planning for elder care issues and end-of-life healthcare. Please join us this Saturday from noon to 1 for the new Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show. Learn more about us at minnesotahospice.com.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota love was the RAV4 back in 1998. When I was traveling in February, I needed a rental car, and I jumped at the opportunity to drive one again. The RAV4 is fantastic with all the bells and whistles you need, and it has all the modern safety features to keep us safe, comfort as we vacationed. It fit all five of us and our luggage with ease. I was able to revisit my first love. Now, you can fall in love for yourself by test driving a RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive. AM 950 listeners know I've been a big supporter of the station. I'm also a job creator. I've assembled a team of the highest quality technicians to ensure our reputation continues to grow. After all, a job creator is simply someone who responds to customer demand. That demand has remained strong at PJW because we deliver quality the first time around. See why it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us in just a little bit. Getting back to this Jason Lewis story. First of all, Jason, you're lying. You basically didn't want us to listen to the tapes. You tried to keep them hidden. And you acted as if back then you were a proud conservative. You can't hear the tapes. You can't hear the shows. You can't hear all this stuff. But I'm proud of what I said in the past. Now that more of it's coming on out, you're acting as if, well, we already discussed all this. Provocateur. I was acting. No, you weren't. This is how you really feel. You like calling girls sluts. You're a creep, dude. You're a freaking creep. You really are. That's all you are, dude. You're a creep. I heard your show occasionally. You said a hell of a lot of offensive things. You're a real disgusting human being, and I have no problem saying that. Dude, you're garbage, and that's just that. But we can't just let Jason Lewis get the bear the brunt of this. Star Tribune needs to bear a brunt of this, too. Because the slut comments were new. I don't ever remember him ever being called out, that he was using the word slut a lot and criticizing people, women that way. And so I went back and I looked at the Star Tribune stories. And when you look back on that 2016 story, the story is basically, oh, well, Jason Lewis has said some bad things. But here's an opportunity for Jason Lewis to apologize and really say, you know what? Hey, this is not on you. And even get a constituent, a female constituent out there to defend his undefendable comments. That's all it was. Everything you did, if you go back and look at all these stories, if you go back and look at them, outside of when Broadcorp did it, when Broadcorp was reporting on it, he was actually doing reporting. But when your other stories here that you're all linked to, you weren't calling him out. And as a matter of fact, you took his excuse that the rest of the tapes didn't exist. And henceforth, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to go track down all the tapes of a congressional candidate in Minnesota and go listen to his actual words? That's not bias. That's just doing your damn job, Star Tribune. I'm not a reporter. I'm a trained chimp. That's all I do. I just come in here and I talk. That is my job. But you're reporters, which means you're supposed to do your job. Now, we've had plenty of examples of the Star Tribune and the failures that they have made over the years. How about when the stadium gets approved, and then the first time the Star Tribune runs is it really worth us spending this amount of money on a stadium, is the day after the stadium was approved. Nice job on offering up a public debate there, newspaper. Wow.
the day after it was approved. The when you look at the Kurt Dowd credit card thing? Remember that? Kurt Dowd had credit card debt. The law firm representing the credit card company forgave his debt. The way they forgave it was this really unique way that basically it would be best labeled as you've died and you have no living relatives. That was under the category that Kurt Dowd's credit card debt was dismissed. And you would think to yourself, the Speaker of the Minnesota House possibly being compromised because that law firm has a lobbying wing over there. So all of a sudden, credit card debt's forgiven, lobbying wing. Oh, and their argument is, how dare you imply that? That's in a completely different part of the building. There's no such things as phones or walking. How are we ever supposed to communicate with them? And you guys let him go because the Star Tribune just does this a lot. They're not looking to report the news. They're looking to basically give cover. Now, if it's a Democratic scandal, oh, dear God, Star Tribune can't. They love going out there and covering that. That's top of the page, above the fold, first page, B section. Heck, they'll put it in the jumble if they possibly can. But when it's a Republican, your angle takes the same path every time. You basically get to a point where, well, Jason Lewis says we can't hear the tapes because the tapes don't exist. So I guess the story's over. What kind of crap journalism is that? Seriously, what kind of crap journalism is that? You guys at the Star Tribune, if you were real journalists, if you really wanted to do your job, you would have said, I don't know, grabbed a reporter and said, here's the deal. By the end of the week, we want you to listen to as many of Jason Lewis's shows as you possibly can and give us a breakdown of certain topics that he talked about. Instead, you're sitting here and it's like you're whining, well, CNN has found these new tapes, but we already reported on it. No, you didn't. You did the most feeble report on this back in 2016, and then you basically let Jason Lewis dictate the rules of how you were going to cover that story. Shame on you. Again, shame on you. Again. This is as bad as like Scott Walker. Star Tribune goes over. Scott Walker comes into Hudson, Wisconsin. Like 20 people show up to see Scott Walker who are pro-Walker. Like 150 show up to protest the guy. They don't even mention the protesters. Someone wants to protest in favor of the Confederate flag, you're running top stories. But 14,000-15,000 people show up to protest something on the left? Oh, well, there are a few protesters showed up. You're part of the reason we have this problem. Your milquetoast, weakless, spineless, boneless definition of journalism. And once again, I'm not asking you to jump through hoops. Even my base journalism classes I had at Brown Tech, even my base journalism classes told me, well, listening to Jason Lewis's radio shows would be technically listening to him verbatim. And now you have the ability, Star Tribune, to go back and look at your past articles and say, wait a minute here. You didn't say you were a provocateur. You said you stood by your messages in 2016. Now you're acting like you're acting. And at no point does the word slut show up in any news story in the Star Tribune. If you type in Jason Lewis and slut, great fun, by the way. If you type in Jason Lewis and slut into the Star Tribune search bar, the only stories they have about that are in 2018, which means they never covered this story. So this is just CYA. That's all it is. The Star Tribune failed to do their base job of reporting. Again. You cannot allow Jason Lewis to just basically have said all these things. I mean, we're not Steve King's district in Iowa. We shouldn't be, at least. We shouldn't be someone out there where the only thing missing from the guy is a Klan sheet and a Confederate flag everywhere he goes. Jason Lewis should be held to a higher standard because he's supposed to represent all the constituents, not just the white ones in his district, not just the men in his district. He is a truly a horrible piece of trash. He is a piece of garbage. That's not me saying it. That's his radio show saying it. And because the Star Tribune basically downplayed this issue and never once sat down with the hundreds of hours of tape that you could have listened to, hundreds of hours, and said, wow, this guy's horrible, because you never did that. And not because I'm saying he's horrible or the Democrats are saying he's horrible, but he himself is saying he is horrible. Because you guys didn't do that, you're just as responsible as CNN scooping you 2 years after you had this story sitting on your lap. You could have done the job right. You could have done this correctly. But not only am I going to rip on Jason Lewis, Johnny Misogynist over there, but I'm also going to rip on the Star Tribune for their failure to actually follow up on one of the most no-brainer, easy stories you should have followed up on in 2016. But now that someone else has done your job for you, oh, look at CNN. They're in our wake. No. That's you're in a little fishing boat. They're on the Queen Mary 2 and they just plowed over you. That's what just happened. And in the rare occasion you can say this nowadays, well, actually CNN's gotten better. CNN actually displayed some journalism. You might want to try and learn from that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. By the way, hello to everyone watching us on Facebook. You can go to AM 950 Radio and watch us on Facebook. It is a delight. Good to see you there. Watch the show, AM 950 Radio on Facebook. It's visual. Stein, when we do come on back, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having its annual store-wide sale. For the entire month of July, all of our indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at their lowest price of the year. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we display, explain, and install the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of indoor and outdoor stoves and fireplaces, including metal and masonry pizza ovens.
My dog Stenson loves summers, visiting the dog park, long walks in the woods, and sleeping in the sun. But he is missing winter. Oh, not the outdoor outhouse, no on his paws or frozen ears, but those lovely long nights in front of the fire. I bought an energy-efficient wood stove from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces about 7 years ago. Having a wood stove means more than lower heating bills. It means a happy dog.
Come see us. We have over 35 working displays in our store, which is just off I-94 at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Not only that, but now I'm tormented with stories of electric scooters. You can't be on the sidewalks with them. You see that? You're supposed to with the electric scooters now, you're supposed to be wearing a helmet. You're vowing to wear a helmet, which, by the way, of the freaks like Man Bun Boy that I saw running around town with one, wasn't wearing a helmet. You can't be drunk on the things. Good luck with that, especially on the scooter rentals at night. And you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk. I haven't seen anyone but being on the sidewalk on them.
Yeah, what are, I mean, the scooters, are those like the hoverboards? I mean, what?
Well, okay, let's not Marty McFly it. I mean, it's hoverboard. What? No, it's a scooter. It's an electric scooter. You know, you're basically giving it far more coolness than it deserves.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't deserve the term hoverboard.
My God, man, no. Like I said, did you hear the word man bun? I brought up the term man bun just a moment ago. That's not cool. What's wrong with you, man bun? It's not France, all right? You're not going to – you're in Minneapolis. It's – man bun. No, there is there is some that's out there with it. But, you know, it looks like they're here to stay. I just – it's – I'm sorry, just especially Friday, Saturday nights, I expect that there's going to be someone gets killed – being drunk on one of these things and gets into an intersection they shouldn't be in, and boom. Or gets hit by the light rail train or something like that. Good idea. How can we make the roads a lot less safe? Well, are you going to pinky swear you're going to wear a helmet? Pinky swear. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the Week. Milda's Cafe. Do you know, actually scientifically proven to heal you from a hernia is a pasty. No joke. It's science, people. It's science. Finish pasties tomorrow for lunch over at Milda's. They're delicious. If you've not had one, fantastic. 1720 Glenwood Avenue. The chicken there as well is really, really good. Also, I love their breakfast. Great caramel rolls, great biscuits and gravy. Stop on by Milda's Cafe, 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis, just east of Penn. They're the EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week. I will once again also say that if I may, that Randy and Coon Rapids not calling. I had more people contact me. We just hang up on Jeff. Don't do that again when he calls back. just tell line one. Tell line one. Don't worry. We'll talk to you later. And when Jeff calls back, let's put Jeff on the air. Randy, I had everyone call up saying, "Why is Randy terrified of talking to you on the air? Why is that?" And I don't know, Randy. You can call me, talk, defend your Russian dude. That's on you. You called it on Tuesday when I was gone for surgery, but hey, it is what it is. Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert. He's a noted author. Find his books at Common Good Books in St. Paul, totallyiowa.com. iowawatch.org is his public service show he carries down in Iowa. And of course, he's joining us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where you got tornado warnings down there, right?
Oh, things are just going to blow us way out of Kansas. Yeah, most of them are radar indicated, which doesn't mean that we shouldn't take them seriously, but they're limited, but we do have a little line of storms, and so if all of a sudden I yell run for the hills, Matt, you'll know why.
I've done that radio show in Iowa myself, so...
So run for your hills radio show with Matt McNeil. Yeah,
I'm in the mop closet now, so... I want your opinion on this week. This is insanity. And I mean, you're in a state, you're on a more conservative radio station than I am. You are in a state that voted for Trump. You are surrounded by a lot more conservatives than I am up here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I do know that some conservatives have gone out, like the guy on C-SPAN, and said, oh, thank God, or the woman on C-SPAN who called up and said, thank God the Russians interfered to prevent Hillary Clinton, which is so unbelievable to hear. It's amazing.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't help but laugh. I mean, thank goodness the Russians helped prevent Hillary from being president.
Yes.
That is so patently absurd on its face. You can't do anything but laugh.
So what is the, after all this, the Helsinki thing, the denial, now even more denial. I got a ton of other things. This Russian woman, the NRA being involved, other Republicans now being eyed as possibly working with the Russians. How is it going down in your district down there?
The biggest issue, and oh, by the way, since you've been on the air, they've confirmed that Putin's been invited to come to the White House, so I'm sure there won't be any listening devices left there. I think the soccer ball probably had enough listening devices. So, you know, whatever Barron is kicking around in his room there at the White House, everybody can hear. But I think the feeling that I get from people is They are not willing, they're willing to believe anything, okay? They are not jumping to the conclusion that Trump is a secret agent of Russia and has been for decades. They are not jumping immediately to the point of Trump is being paid off and Putin has something on him and all the rest. They're not jumping to that point. But they are increasingly concerned at what, at the very least, is naivete and a willingness to believe that one of the more diabolical dictators on the planet is really just a nice guy who's misunderstood. And when you have some of the leading national pundits who have been massively in Trump's pocket from the start, when you have them even saying, you know, dealing with somebody like Putin, who used to run a thing called the KGB when it was the KGB, it's not the same as negotiating a lease for a piece of property in New York. Mm-hmm. And they don't think that Trump is taking it as seriously as he should. Not that he's ignoring it, but it's a matter of he does not comprehend that he's up against people who are even more stable geniuses than he is.
They are in an interesting corner because, once again, though, even though that this should be a no-brainer slam dunk, everyone's condemning this. A lot of Republicans have remained silent. A lot of Republicans have done wishy-washy condemnations at best. And the reason why is that there is a determination. Maybe they're in touch with 538 or something, but they're trying to figure out, for the life of them, where's the break point? At what point do too many Republicans bail on us that we can't count on that 30% of the country that will always vote for us? They clearly are very concerned they're getting up against this because of this incredibly ham-handed, incoherent, it should have been wouldn't instead of would. It should have, you know, I've not seen the intel. We did see the intel. We don't trust Putin. We do trust Putin. They don't know what to go with this because it was so atrocious.
Well, and that's the thing where I think a lot of the silence among some of the elected officials is they can't believe what they're seeing themselves. Because, again, it is so inconsistent. And it really takes no talent to modify your stance in front of somebody else. In other words, to not criticize them to their face. There's no talent to that. And it does not show strength to mollify the person next to you at the press conference and then come back home and talk tough. You know, there's nothing to that. That doesn't take any talent or skill. That's not leadership. This is how I phrased it previously. I don't have a problem with Trump sitting down and talking to Putin because of the fact that I am not dismissing any interference with the election, not dismissing that at all. But when you consider that there are very few nations as powerful as, China, Russia, the U.S., you have nuclear nations, you need to be having some dialogue with them. But you cannot do it. And so I agree in that respect that you have to be moving forward. But to completely ignore all the evidence about manipulation and attempted manipulation, that is ignorance. Because, again, if Trump is the best business person of all time, just ask him. And if he's saying, I don't care what happened in the past, let's get this deal done, I understand that. But this deal of, for example, peace in the world, that's not in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. And the way that Putin handed him his lunch during that news conference, which I guess was just Monday, holy cow, time flies, where Putin was asked about the indictments, and he said, well, we would be very happy to bring in these 12 people and question them ourselves, and we would love to have Mr. Mueller there for the questioning. And I'm thinking, okay, what a great setup. I mean, Putin just played everybody with that. But then he made it even better, Matt, for himself, even better, by saying, but of course that's only if you bring this guy, this guy, this guy in and question them and have our people there. Well, it's so totally untenable. Everybody laughed it off and saw it as, you know, Trump being pantsed. But Trump sounded like, oh, that's a pretty good, that's fair, we can
well,
do that.
And that's, and oh. And the ultimate, as this resonates even still today, I have never in my life seen the President of the United States go on out there and act as if he clearly was some sort of entry-level manager reporting to his middle manager at the office and trying to – yeah, it sounds great. I mean, and that even though he reports to them, it clearly – there's no other way you can come across on this. This was – at best, it was fanboy like Comic-Con. At worst, it was directly. And now you hear the Secretary of State. The Russians helped pick the Secretary of State for him. That Russians had, including this Maria Butina, she had complete access not only to Trump but to all the Republicans and stuff like this. The reality is that I don't know how you can take this as any other way outside of a compromised president at best, a Manchurian candidate at worst, sort of thing. But clearly, Trump came across in that entire thing as just a sniveling, spineless man trying to impress Putin.
Well, and that's why I am still not in the camp that says that he has sold out the country in a treasonous way. I'm not saying it didn't happen, and I'm perfectly willing to believe it when I see it. I just haven't seen enough. What I have seen is somebody who, again, I don't want to say is just so desperate to please, but it just doesn't have the sense that there are other people on the world stage who are as good as he is at what he does. Now, I'm not saying that he's good at what he does. I'm going with, you put yourself in his mind, okay? He's Mr. Art of the Deal. Everything he does is super and better and bestest and, you know, all of that, right? So in his mind, no one is his equal. What world leader during a news conference says he is a stable genius? Holy cow.
Well, here
and
here's...
then, because that's the mindset, he then gets proven wrong at every turn.
Well, and here's my problem with what you just said. The North Korea summit. We already saw that when the guy gets desperate, he basically will pander to anyone because he doesn't want this to blow up in his face. And so he goes down there, and then in the North Korea summit, it was, we're going to stop all military activity with the South Koreans. And the Russian thing was, you know, I went and talked to him for 2 hours, and he said he really, 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 really didn't do it. That's four reallys, you know. How in the world am I supposed to not take him seriously? And you just kind of look at him. I mean, you clearly, because of the previous pandering that he did, it's more on display now, and it was just more just disgusting to watch as this is our leader of our country. And I don't know how you can describe it as anything else but taking a knee before Putin.
I think he's been outplayed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not disputing anything that you're saying with regard to him being, I think I used the term pantsed earlier. There's no question. I don't know that it is, you know, he's on the payroll. I'm not to the point of saying he's on the payroll. I am saying that we need to be very concerned about the fact that our president conducted himself at that news conference and then tried to walk it back by saying, oh, I meant couldn't. I didn't mean could. No, you said what you meant. And I understand that there are certain agents at the FBI who have it in for you, but that doesn't mean that you throw the entire national intelligence apparatus under the bus with the leader of the evil empire there next to you. That, I thought, crossed a bit. Because, look, Matt, you and I talk for a living. The president can't just be spouting off. Facts matter. And he just seems to be willing to just talk, facts be darned, And it's going to get the nation in even more serious trouble than it may be right now.
Jeff Stein joining us, you know, I don't know what it is. I mean, you look at Kirstjen Nielsen, Homeland Security Secretary, today saying, "Oh yeah, the intel. We didn't know if it was legit." You know, you guys are turning on your own country, and this is just the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. All right, I'll tell you what, we take a break. I'll let you check the tornado warnings down there, and when we come on back, I got to ask you a little bit about the Republicans, because there are some interesting things that have gone on in the last 48 hours, which demand to ask the questions be answered as well. Jeff Stein joining us, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Hey, podcast fans. Did you know that StandUpRecords.com has live comedy CDs of some of your favorite podcast personalities? Folks like Jackie Cation of The Dork Forest, Robert Kelly of You Know What Do, the Sklar Brothers from Sklarbro Country, Doug Stanhope from Doug Stanhope's Podcast, and Mark Maron from WTF. You've heard them for free. Why not consider spending some money to find out what they do for a living? Just head on over to StandUpRecords.com or look for Stand Up Records at Amazon.com or the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
You have lots of choices in the Twin Cities for carpet and air duct cleaning, so don't just call the cheapest cleaners because you think you're getting a deal. You'll pay for it. Call Zero Res with their Gotta Love It guarantee, where they'll work to make you happy, whatever it takes. Schedule your carpet cleaning today and get the Zero Res Summer 3-Room Special. And this month, you can save $50 when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Jeff Stein joining us for a special Thursday edition. Jeff, there is a lot of questionable things that are going on right now with this government. And a lot of them, I know that there's going to be this perception of bias because I'm a liberal, but the...
I just love the way you whimpered when you said that.
No, because I'm going to tell you this. I've got teeth. There's some teeth to these questions. You have these Republicans after the stuff with Russia. Now, the NRA question of whether the NRA was funneling money from the Russians into the Republican camps, we knew about that already. We now have a name. Maria Butina is the Russian that was doing this. And by the way, it should be noted, this somehow 26 or 27-year-old was able to take top-level meetings with NRA members, lots of politicians, was at prayer breakfasts, which was really weird, was having meetings with the Trump administration. Clearly, she is an agent. She's in jail right now. But since she was arrested and it was revealed that she was the Republicans and Devin Nunes in the House refused the Republicans refused the Democrats to be able to question her or other NRA members, we find out that there are these suspicious people that the Republicans have been covering for, that there was a bill that was put forward about election security after the latest findings from the Intel Department about Russians still wanting to infiltrate this upcoming election. Republicans voted that down. The translator, Democrats wanted to bring the translator from that meeting in to sit down and to testimony, even behind closed doors. Republicans stopped that from happening. There was just a bill going out there saying the Congress backs up the intelligence community. The Republicans voted that down. And then they went out quietly and changed the reporting rules for groups like the NRA so they don't have to show that they got money from Russia. And the reality is as much as this is outrageous and this really should be the end of this presidency, I mean, that's my personal belief. We should be at the end of the Trump presidency. Mike Pence should have been sworn in by now. Not only do you not have that happening, but you also have this undeniable, questionable group, you know, the decision making going on by the Republicans that leads to ask me, how many other Republicans are aware what the heck's going on here?
Well, and you know, I my biggest issue is if someone is from Russia and they seem to be very interested in American politics, I'm already going to be a little skeptical. I mean, I don't mean to be so biased in that respect, but in this current climate, how is it that people of any party, clearly the Republicans, this, here's a woman who loved guns. Oh, okay, please come over to our side. I mean, it is madness in that respect. Nobody's suspicious. You look and say, oh, good, here's a not totally unattractive Russian woman who really likes guns. How great. I don't get it. And you asked in the last segment, where's the breaking point? I really think the breaking point is not collusion, per se. It is this kind of stuff. You know, in other words, did they conspire before the election? Yeah, that's all fine, but it's how it plays out now. That's the stuff that's going to be the breaking point for elected officials. You've already got somebody like Charles Grassley of Iowa saying, if I were going to talk to the president, I'd say him to believe the Dan Coats, the director of intelligence. Well, how in the world does a senior U.S. senator have to say to the media that the president ought to listen to the director of national intelligence? And so I really think that, again, they're starting to abandon ship in subtle ways, but it's going to, I mean, how many more indictments do you need? When you start seeing who the five people are who are going to get coverage in the Manafort situation in exchange for testimony, that is going to be fascinating. That is where we're going to see the tipping point, I would guarantee. That story's been just a little bit lost lately.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so many other things, heaven knows. But when Mueller is going and says, I want immunity for these five people who may testify against Manafort, boom, those are the names I want to see, because that's where you can tell what's going to actually happen.
You know, it's interesting, Jeff, this is a little sign for you as we wrap up here. Today I've already had at least 10 emails from or some social media posts or, you know, tags or whatever from these quote unquote liberals who look at Matt, you're doing the McCarthyism. The real problem was what happened to Bernie Sanders last time around. There is whenever I see a big push like this, you clearly like, OK, this is that group trying to create that divide in the Democrats. And they're frantically trying to do that today.
Well, what happened to Bernie was horrendous. But that's a separate thing.
Well,
you walk and chew gum. You're going after what you're going after today, Matt, doesn't mean you've ignored the other.
And
it just shows how out of touch and how insular the ruling class has become. Period.
Well,
it's really devastating.
And Jeff, the last thing I'll say, and that is you and I discussed this already. He didn't take the southeastern United States seriously. He should have done that. He might have done better in the Democratic primary, but that's a different story. And like I said, look at the conservative trying to derail the conversation. Jeff Stein, find his books at Common Good Books, totallyiowa.com. Jeff, we'll talk to you next week. We are off. We got Doug Badger coming in next. Have a great one. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.